Ramona going to come yell at me?
Yes.
You count on it.
Did we call?
Unfair bribery, cupcake.
House Healthcare Committee to order for this lovely May 20th.
Whatever it is, it's allowed.
And make a couple of announcements. First of all, we are going to carry over House Bill 572.
Senate Bill?
Senate Bill. Are we going to carry it over? We're just going to move it. Yeah, I think we'll do both right now. Let's carry it over to Wednesday, and it is also on the agenda for, it will be on the agenda for a week from Wednesday, and we're also carrying over 721, because we're waiting for that simple amendment that took two words out of the bill to get right, apparently. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. It's about the referees, so. We will not get to those two. Otherwise, with any luck at all, we'll finish all the rest of the agenda. I'm going to open a work session on SCR 6. And Mr. Administrator, will you tell us what it's about, please?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 is in memoriam for Dr. William E. Connor.
Thank you. We heard a lot of testimony about that bill, about that memorial, including some from your chair, and I would like a motion on it.
Mr. Chair, I move SCR 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kenny Meyer moves. Kenny, whatever it is. Kenny Guyer.
All right, whatever your name
That's
is.
My part of the name, you got to get that right.
Whatever your name is. to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any... is there any discussion on SCR 6? Could you call the roll, please?
SCR 6.
Representative
Flynn?
Aye.
Representative
Conger? Aye. Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Harker?
Aye.
Representative Whiteman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Peter Guyer?
Aye.
Vice
Chair
Thompson?
Aye.
Chair
Friedman?
Aye. Motion carries, and I'll carry SCR 6 on the floor. Close the work session on SCR 6. Open a work session on SB 8. Mr. Minister, what have we got here?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 8 removes lack of access to pharmacy services from requirements for granting prescription dispensing authority to nurse practitioners and certified clinical nurse specialists.
It's not all of them. Is it all of them? Okay. Yes, it is. All right, is there any discussion, a motion please on...
Mr. Chair, I move SB 8 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Thompson moves SC 8 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on SB 8? Would you please call the roll?
Representative
Flynn?
Aye.
Representative
Conger? Aye.
Representative
Harper? Aye.
Representative
Kendrick? Aye.
Representative
Wiley? Aye.
Representative
Wiley?
Aye.
Vice Chair Peter Guyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. Who'd like to carry it?
Okay.
Representative Kenny, whatever. Who's going to carry it? I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 8 and open a work session on Senate Bill 210.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 210 authorized certified registered nurse anesthetists to deliver certain services without medical collaboration in connection with procedures performed in a location where medical, surgical, or dental services are rendered other than ambulatory surgical center or hospital.
Do we have a motion on Senate Bill 210?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 210 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kenny Guyer moves Senate Bill 210 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Could you call the roll, please?
Representative Flynn?
I'm always first, I notice. Aye.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Pinnamer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Whitinger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cooney Guyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Chair Greenwood?
Motion carries.
Can I say something quickly about this?
Sure.
So thank you, Mr. Chair, for an opportunity to say something. I did talk with some of the folks involved with this about the language of without medical collaboration, and I recognize that that refers to something earlier in the statute. I would have preferred to see this language cleared up and would welcome that opportunity in the future, because in fact the intent is not without medical collaboration. It's more a statutory referring back to something that talks about not needing the supervision or the agreement from anesthesiologists. But just in this era of trying to do more integrated healthcare, I would have preferred not to have language that prohibitive medical collaboration. It doesn't change the function of the bill at all. I'm fine with the bill and the purpose of the bill. But at some point, if we go back and try to bring that language up to kind of current discussions about medical care, I'd be happy to work on that in the future.
Thank you, Representative.
I'll work with you.
Who's going to carry this one? Share the load.
Whitinger, go ahead.
I will.
Whitinger?
Yep.
Representative Whitinger will carry Senate Bill 210, and we will close the work session on Senate Bill 210. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 387A. Mr. Administrator?
Senate Bill 387A requires permit to operate a massage facility, requires a state board of massage therapists to oversee permitting of massage facilities, imposes certain other prohibitions on requirements for massage facilities, exempts clinic or facility owner operated by individuals licensed to practice by health professional board, exempts individual practitioners practicing individual massage therapists. It amends specific provisions relating to massage therapy, but has an operative date of January 1st, 2014, and declares an emergency effective on its passage.
Is there any motion on?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 387A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Thompson moves Senate Bill 387A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 387A?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'll probably be a no on this till I do a little more research. I was actually not in committee when we had the testimony on these next two. But I'll try and get with the parties and may switch on the floor. So
hear you. Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
for me too. I'm not sure. As I recall, there was no negative testimony against the bill.
There was no testimony.
Or no test in. Okay, no, and no one signed up against it.
No,
we just didn't. Okay, and only three other states have a licensing law like this out of 50. So it gives me a little heartburn.
Yeah, I think the issue is to try and separate the sex operations from the real massage operations. I think that's the intent.
I think that's what it's really about.
I think. Okay. That must have been an exciting committee that day with those two.
No, it was pretty.
Representative Clem, could you fill me in on it?
Yeah, we'll discuss in our conversation. We can have a happy ending.
That's a bad remark.
What?
What?
You. Sir, you're naughty, innocently. Mr. Chair. Naughty.
I think this discussion has reached its climax.
Ramona, sorry for starting that. I think we better vote.
Would you call the roll, please?
Wait. No, I actually did have something serious.
Oh, okay.
As you recall, some of you may recall, I asked some questions. I was interested in people who, I have a friend, a couple, and they are a Lomi trained massage therapist, but they don't do it for a living anymore. They live in Hood River. They met at massage camp, got married. They now run a daycare. Occasionally, like my mother-in-law will go down there and get a massage from them. And so I was curious how it would affect someone like that. Now, in the bill, I just want to make sure it's clear. It says, unless the person is an individual massage therapist who is working out of the individual's home. So that, to me, that they would do it at the house. That is an exemption that would cover someone like that. And I think the question I asked was, do I have to pay a fee to give my wife a massage on Valentine's Day or something like that? And the answer was not very clear or good, actually. It was, well, anybody... you have to have a license to do it, and that seemed absurd. The exemptions are clearly in there for home-based businesses. Now, if they want to do it for money at another location, they got to pay this fee. It's pretty reasonable. It's not a large fee, and it seems like a reasonable next step. I mean, it's obviously duplicative of current law on the massage therapist already has to have a license. It's just a question of how often are people abusing that at the ownership of the massage facilities level, and this gives another tool to go after the owner, not just the individual therapist. And that seems like a reasonable next step.
I think it's if it covers if you're advertising yourself as a massage business rather than an individual. I think that's pretty clear. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Wagner.
No.
Representative Wiley. Aye. Representative Kamer. Aye. Representative Parker. Aye. Representative Hunter. Aye. Representative Plum. Aye. Vice Chair Kuni Geyer. Aye. Vice Chair Thompson. Aye. And Chair Green. All right, motion carries. I think I have to count differently when you go the other way. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That works. That's right. He doesn't want to be first all the time.
All right, who's going to carry 387? Motion carries.
Listen to him.
387A is on the way to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have a volunteer?
I'll do that one.
Representative Kenny Geyer will carry the bill on the floor. Close the work session on Senate Bill 387A. Open the work session on Senate Bill 420A.
Well, maybe I should have waited.
All right. You want to trade?
Well, yeah. Someone wants to trade.
Okay. Who else?
The other one.
I'll do the
massage.
Representative Thompson.
I think Representative Clem gave the best explanation.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think it's dangerous to let that happen.
Bad idea.
I'd be happy to, but I don't want to.
We have a motion on Senate Bill 428.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 428 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kenny Geyer moves Senate Bill 420A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We forgot to ask you what this bill was about. Why don't you tell us?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 420A requires a facility perform mammogram to notify patients results of possible increased risk of breast cancer and advise patient to contact their health care provider regarding appropriateness of supplemental testing if mammogram indicates dense breast tissue. It prohibits cost sharing for mammograms and breast ultrasounds meeting specified criteria. It defines dense breast tissue and declares emergency effective on its passage.
Thank you. We have a motion, right? Yes. Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 420A? I would like to say, it does seem odd that we need a statute to do this. This should be just best practices, isn't it? But on its way, this will, I think, help it become a best practice. Would you please call the roll? This way from the middle out in both directions? No, I guess not.
Don't be deceived.
Representative Kenimer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kuni Geyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Chair Green?
Aye. Motion carries. 420A is on its way to the floor with a due pass recommendation, carried by Representative Kenny Geyer. Close the work session on Senate Bill 420A. And which one? It's one of these we're not there. Okay. Open a work session on Senate Bill 548. Will you tell us what we're up to here?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 548 modifies the circumstances in which a person issued a dental instructor's or dental hygiene instructor's license may practice dentistry and declares emergency effective on its passage.
We have a motion on Senate Bill 548.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 548 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kenny Geyer moves Senate Bill 548 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 548? Would you take the roll call, please?
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Kenimer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Whitener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kenny Guyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
And Chair Greenwood?
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a carrier?
I'll do it.
Representative Kenimer will carry 548. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 548. And let's see, 721 is being carried over and also placed on the agenda of Wednesday, a week from now. It is on the agenda of Senate of Wednesday, a week from now, but we'll carry it over till this Wednesday and see if we can get it done by then. I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 806. What do we have, Mr. Chair,
members of the committee, Senate Bill 806 authorizes individual licensed practice medicine or podiatry in another state or country to provide health care services for out-of-state athletic teams under certain circumstances.
We should have just made a blanket bill on this, though. This is, I think, the third bill we have on team staff. It would have been, I mean, on team and individual sports staff, but this will pick up a large group of others. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 806 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Thompson moves Senate Bill 806 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Whitener?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Kenimer?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Kenny Guyer?
Aye.
And Chair Greenwood?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Conger, would you like to carry this one?
I would love to.
All right. Representative Conger will carry this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You? Chopped liver in there.
7, 8 bills, I think? Maybe 7. In 20 minutes.
That's got to be right. We're getting good at it.
Yeah. Anything else to be brought before the committee?
I think this is a record.
Is there anything else, given this is our last day to post anything?
We're
all fine.
Crazy.
If you would like to check it, we're trying very hard to make sure we have everything posted. And I think we have it either posted for Wednesday, this Wednesday, or the following Wednesday. This Wednesday's is on also. For the following Wednesday, we're down to about a dozen bills. There are a couple of hard ones left, so please get in discussion on the ones that 724, 725 have some issues. 572?
Yep.
572 has some issues. So let's keep talking in the meantime with each other and with me if you want to. And we'll see where we're going on. We are adjourned.
Wow. You insist.